Through the dead of night, seeking out broadcasting injustice wherever it appears. Only one man can wield it. Media Bat with Tim Bat, only on 95 BFM.
Morena Tim, how are you today?
Good morning, I'm well, thank you. How are you?
We're doing well on this stormy old morning in Tamaki Makaurau.
It's cold in the studio.
She's a blustery one.
Feels like we're about to launch into some sort of pirate story or a sea shanty or something. But we're not. Talking about the media. What is happening?
Let's see if I get time to do all of them, but I've got four little things.
First one
I want to kick off with is a bit of a culmination of David Farrier's work on Webworm, which is independent blog, effectively on Substack, where he's been, amongst his other projects that he's been following, writing over the last few months about abusive practices that have been revealed in Arise Church.
Mm-hmm.
So he kind of just went out by himself and started reporting on this. People started coming to him with his stories. He would report them out. This got a lot of heat. Eventually, the sort of bigger mainstream media picked up the story, and that led to Arise's founders, John and Gillian Cameron, resigning from the church. The board commissioned an independent review, and they heard from over 500 people. That review, it was announced it was completed, but it wasn't made public. And my understanding is that the people who spoke to the conductors of this independent review were told that the findings of the report would be made public.
Mm.
So it got completed. The Employment Relations Authority placed a non-publication order on the report. Farrier got pretty pissed about this, and just it was his, I think, his belief that this kind of court action would just tie up the report forever. So he just published it. He got leaked a copy of the report by someone, and he just put it on his Webworm, which is free for all to see. I've had a little look through. It's pretty harrowing stuff. There's like a massive raft of issues that span from racism, the sexual harassment, grooming, bullying, a lot of ill feeling about how money is being spent by the church from its members. And huge recommendations as well. There's like dozens and dozens of recommendations,
right.
One of which is including that the entire board step down. So focus back on the sort of media angle of all this. It's just, it's very interesting that Farrier had leaked the report in the first instance.
Yeah.
We probably need like a bit of a legal brain to, you know, analyze this. But I wonder if the fact that he's based in America right now changes the legal situation somewhat.
True.
What he's kind of culpable for. I'm not 100% sure how that stuff works. But I know that he's invested quite heavily in legal counsel for Webworm, so
yes,
he can do stuff exactly like this. So a bit of a shining light in independent media, really making some change and doing some things.
Totally.
And it's, yeah, just satisfying in some ways to see after all the reporting he's done that he, you know, could come out and release the report as well, even if Arise didn't want him to.
Absolutely. And to think it all started as a fun little project in the first lockdown. So
I know, it's always Farrier's thing. I saw that he just announced he's making another documentary that's coming out shortly, which just started about a few blog posts about this grumpy dude who kept ticketing his car, who owned a secondhand store.
Oh, was this up on in Ponsonby somewhere, eh?
Yeah,
I kind of remember when this was going down, yeah.
Yeah, and then he just kept unspooling this strange dude and what was going on, and it's turned into a documentary now. So
crikey. Well, that'll be interesting to see. What else is happening in the world of media?
There's been a couple comments from the Broadcasting Minister, Willie Jackson, about the new public media entity, which, just a reminder, is coming next year.
Coming soon to a broadcast platform near you.
To a country near you. It has been described, I'll just read the quote from Willie Jackson. It is not a merger.
Oh, okay. Change of vibe there.
I know. He's basically saying that to allay fears of job losses.
Okay.
Although the way he put it is there is no intention of job losses.
Huh.
We actually want this entity to do more. So interesting wording in that quote there, that there's no intention of job losses rather than a steadfast commitment to no one losing their job. It seems to me kind of obvious that there's going to be some double up, you know, of the roles that are conducted within RNZ and TVNZ. I don't know. There's some interesting discussions going on. It's a little bit in the weeds about how this thing's going to be structured and opposition from other parties that aren't Labor, about how this thing will retain its editorial independence, which is being enshrined in the entity's charter. Melissa Lee is National's broadcasting spokesperson. She's not convinced by this. There's a quote from her recently saying the news entity should actually be independent of government or any politicians. Politicians shouldn't tell you how to do your job, which I think we can all agree with. But yeah, it's totally. Kind of it's the difference between whether it's going to be an autonomous crown entity, which I think is how it's going forward, and some other structures that you can do. Currently, RNZ and TVNZ are crown entity companies, so they're monitored by Treasury, but under this new structure they'll be monitored by Ministry of Arts, Culture and Heritage.
That so is a bit of a change. That'll be interesting to see this non-merger finally happen at some point.
Yeah, I think it's going to add a lot of like perception ammo for opposition to kind of take aim at it, particularly at the beginning.
Okay, well, we'll watch that space. What else is going on?
Tover O'Brien went to Ukraine and got an interview with Vladimir Zelensky, which was kind of a shock. Yeah, it was a bit of a coup. Would like to add that she was able to do this for Today FM, which is MediaWorks's sort of competition to Newstalk ZB, with $50,000 from the Public Interest Journalism Fund, which has had a lot of news over the last couple of years. And Today FM have really made hay with it. It's splashed all around their website. It's been promoted very heavily across all of their shows at the moment. And if you're interested in the Ukraine situation, then you should go and check that out.
For sure.
Of course, Tova's not the only Kiwi journalist who's gone to Ukraine. Nicholas Jones from the New Zealand Herald also went earlier this year and reported on, amongst other things, how doctors are doing over there. So hat tip to him. Final thing I wanted to mention today is that five Auckland mayoral candidates have banded together to call out their media coverage.
Interesting. So
there's 22 people running for Auckland mayor as it stands right now, and five dudes named Gary Brown, Ted Johnson, Michael Kempkes, John Lehman and Michael Morris have released a joint statement asking for a fair go during this mayoral campaign. In their statement, they say voices are being silenced by media that is exclusively focused on the high-profile candidates and the race has become about entertainment, not policy. Now, you know, for my money, these critiques are not necessarily unfair or unfounded, but I just, that's how the media works these days, my guys. I sort of saw the guys who have put their names to this have banded together, and I was like, okay, I think I get what's going on here. Some dudes have sort of wandered into the mayoral campaign, don't have a super sophisticated knowledge or experience of how the media operates these days, and then have just become incredibly frustrated that the newspaper's not listening to them and printing what they want. So, you know, look, it is definitely a real problem to some scale, that there's not more diversity within the media, but this is certainly not a new problem or a novel problem or a problem that hasn't been talked about. And
no,
I do find it, this is maybe schadenfreude, but you know, a little bit funny that these guys are so surprised and angry about how the media currently operates.
For sure. Well, thank you for your wise wading through the world of media. How many W's can I get in a sentence? We appreciate you, Tim, and we'll definitely be keeping an eye on some of these stories. I mean, the merger story. God, that one's been going on for a while, so it'll be interesting to see when the not a merger happens. But very much appreciate your thoughts on it, Tim. Have a good rest of your week, and we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Ka kite.
Ka kite.
Come back next week for another exciting adventure on Media Bat, only on 95 BFM.